It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening, and today is Blues and Arts Hour Day. That's right. We do this every Friday. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists, and the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Thanks, too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Well, today in the studio, our good friend Frazier Riddell, who comes in occasionally. We always have a good time when Frazier is here. He's the owner of Small Town Music in Canton and a terrific singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. Good morning, Frazier.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You enjoying your summer so far?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm staying busy and I'm upright.
Well, that's good. You had a little vacation time, too, didn't you?
I did. I've been going up to Yankee land for years, to Connecticut, where my wife is from. So We just got back from up there, and it was a wonderful. We almost always have driven. We just like having the control and relax along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
2 day trip, 3 day trip?
Yeah, we usually do three to be more comfortable because it's about 22 to 23 hours worth of driving.
Yeah.
So 2 days makes it kind of
pretty long. Scenery, I guess, through the Smokies.
And you stop at interesting places. You know, on the way back this year, we saw a sign for a winery, so we stopped. And it was real interesting. It was in Tennessee. You think you'd go in and hear a good old Southern accent, but the people who owned it were like from South Africa originally.
Okay. All right. Well, how do they receive you in Connecticut? You're from Mississippi, and I'm sure you don't notice the twang, but they probably notice your Southern twang. How do they receive you?
They do, but it's not really that big a deal. Heck, they think my wife, who is from Connecticut and grew up there, has a Southern accent just because she's lived here so many years.
Well, good for her.
And she's lost a little bit of hers. But I'm telling you, it's not that different, Jim. When you go up there, it's when you really get down to it, there's just lots of small towns, and there's the city, you know, with Hartford, and her family lives in the suburbs around there. And it's just not that different. You go up there, and you think it's Yankee land, it's Democrat land or something, but, I mean, there's all sorts up there, too.
Yeah.
Plenty of strong Republicans up there.
Peoples are peoples.
Peoples are peoples.
Hey, let's do this. Let's do a song. This is your latest CD, Talking About Love. Give a little background on the CD before we do the song.
With this one, you know, it's getting harder and harder to find the time to do these things, but I've been working on several tunes, and a lot of them had love in them. So that's where the title came from, because there's love on there, and there's about four or five songs on there with that. And that was the best I could come up with a theme, you know, and it's the title song, Talking About Love. I actually performed it live quite a bit before we recorded it, so it was it felt good and like the time was right.
All right, title track, Talking About Love, Frazier Riddell on the Blues and Arts Hour.
Say it like you mean it. Say it like you know what you're talking about. Say it like you've seen it. Even though the very things you see, sometimes you still doubt. Say it like you can prove it. Like anyone can prove such a thing as love. Say it like you can move it. Move the mountains or the stars above. If you're looking for medicine, I hear there is no cure. Some days you get placebo, some days you get the real thing, strong and pure. Talking about love, talking about love, talking about love. One man is drowning in his own sea. One man is an island, And like Gilligan, the world won't let him be. I got no troubles. I'm doing all right. Don't be handing me no knife. Got no troubles. But on the other side of town, a man just lost his life. Got no answers, but I do know what is true. You can try to prove Jesus, but take a very deep breath. Your face might be turning blue, unless you prove it with love. Talk about love. Talk about love.
Talking about love. We're going to fade that out a little bit. Frazier, how can people get a hold of this album? I love it. It's great. We've talked about it before, but how can people find it?
www.smalltownmusic.com. Mm-hmm. You can find out more there, and there's a it's not maybe that easy to surf because it's a self-maintained website, but it's on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And at cdbaby.com. So just if you can find Frazier Riddell at iTunes, I've got about 5 or 6 or 7 projects there, and this would be the newest one. Mm-hmm. That's available as far as digital download. CD Baby also, but I did not send physical copies to them. Mm-hmm. Although you know I have them.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I hope you still have a few if anybody ever wants one.
Uh-huh.
If they're a good listener, just send them one for free.
Okay. I tell you what, let me do this. Let's give away 2 right now. I've got 2.
Okay.
If you want one, be the first 2 to email me at jim@wyab.com. Do that right now and just put your mailing address, and I'll put that in the mail to you. Can we do that?
Yeah, jim@wyab.com.
That's it. All right, okay. We're going to come back. Enjoy some more music and conversation with Frazier Riddell of Small Town Music in Canton. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, and the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks, too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Our time now, 15 minutes after 8. 19 minutes after 8, good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, and our good friend Frazier Riddell is in studio. Frazier, I was looking at your – I love going to your website and smalltownmusic.com, and I'm always amazed at how many people drop by. I mean, you've got eye counters. They're counting people from, I mean, billions and zillions, right?
Yeah. Well, I've been with eye counters for years. They're a very reputable I know him personally.
Okay. The picture. I love the picture, too. And, folks, you got to check that out, smalltownmusic.com. You've got a picture. Tell us about the family picture.
That family picture that first comes up. Now, you're talking about the family picture, not the gospel quartet.
No. Okay. The family picture. Well, you can talk about the quartet later, because I love that one, too.
No, that family picture, actually, my brother is in that house. That's an old family house that's in Canton, built in 1898. And that house almost went away because there was a fire in it at one point.
Oh, wow.
And it sat dormant, almost got torn down, but my brother moved back to town and revived it. That picture is, well, I'm not looking at it, but it's like my dad and my uncle and my aunt, a couple, like I think my brother's in there, my cousin Barbara, who's still in Canton and I go to church with, mm-hmm. And I can't remember now who all's in it, but It's an old family picture.
It's cool. It's vintage family Mississippi.
Yeah.
Perfect. Summertime. I was thinking about this earlier, Frazier. You know, back when I was a kid in the summertime. We'd listen to the top 40 stations, the AM, the transistor radios, and there were songs that were on there by the Beach Boys, Herman's Hermits. And there was one song in particular, and I looked it up. It's by a group called The Happenings, called See You in September. Do you remember that? It was about your typical kind of, you know, Beach Boy type sound, but they were talking about, they're in the summertime, I'll see you in September when we go back. Now it's like, I'll see you at the end of July. Right? They have to change the words.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, really. What are some of your favorite, do you have any summer songs that you enjoy or that you
Well, one classic that usually if it's summertime and I'm playing somewhere and doing an oldie, the song Summertime.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah. Yeah.
I've changed it over time. I've probably done it three different ways as far as just to keep it interesting. Sometimes I'll change things, you know, just like I've done, you know, Margaritaville bluegrass style before.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes you just got to do that so you just don't go crazy doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
So you give it a different groove.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like radio. I try to creative ways to project my voice and everything. Hey, listen, let's do another song from Talking About Love. By the way, I want to say congratulations to Rob. He emailed me. He'll get one of those CDs from you. And still looking for one more. You can email me, jim@wyab.com, and I will send you Frazier's new CD, Talking About Love. All right?
All right, Rob, you're going to love it.
That's right.
And if you don't, give it to somebody or throw it away.
Well, he's not going to throw it away. All right, talk about this song that I really, really, I mean, I like these all, but Liar, Lunatic, or Lord. It's kind of a serious song.
It is, yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, I'm a big C.S. Lewis fan from over the years. When I was in college, I had my spiritual birth experience was while I was in my college days, and then involved in Baptist Student Union for a while, and then the Campus Crusade. Anyways, I got into C.S. Lewis, and in an argument of his, I remember from over the years, was with Jesus Christ. You could just say he was a good teacher, but if you did, you weren't really following the faith of the church, the traditional church that started 2,000 years ago, because they said he was the Christ, and he said if he wasn't, then he was either a liar, or he was a lunatic because he was crazy because he claimed that, or he was actually Lord, and the Christ come to earth that the Jews were looking for so many years.
Let's hear it. Is this Liar, Lunatic, or Lord? Frazier Riddell.
Mad.
an ominous existence. There is no denying, but of his high calling, there's still plenty crying. Oh no.
Terrific song. Liar, Lunatic, or Lord. That's Frazier Riddell from his new album, relatively new album, Talking About Love. And again, how can people get the album?
iTunes, look for Frazier Riddell, or Beer and Jesus is a good search on there because that might be easier to spell than Frazier Riddell.
And there's a story behind that, of course.
Well, so, Beer and Jesus is probably, it's gosh, how old is that now? 15 years old, yeah. Or whatever. It's but it's always been a pretty popular song that I wrote way back.
Check that out.
You just have to listen to it.
Okay. And also, still need one more person, Jim at WIAB.com. Just send me an email with your mailing address. Next one that does it, I'll send you the album, all right, the CD. And we'd love to hear from you. Our very special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell from Canton, Mississippi. He has Small Town Music. We're going to talk more with Frazier, and I think he's got his guitar tuned up and ready to go for a live one. Is that in tune?
Me.
Okay.
Me. Yeah.
We've got a new song he's going to do for us coming up live, so you stay with us. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue, thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. I'm Jim Thorne. Our time now is 8:30. Stay with us. It's 25 minutes until 9. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. And we do this every Friday featuring some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks, too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Our special guest in studio, our good friend Frazier Riddell from Canton and Small Town Music. And Frazier, I was looking at your website. I want to just kind of mention this. And you also have a lot of vintage CDs, vinyl. I mean, you've got some really incredible things there.
I do, Jim. We have a lot of gear. And just not to be too misleading to people, because we've really shifted gears since 2015. Mm-hmm. We're only open 2 days a week, Friday and Saturday, and even that is beginning to shift where it may be by appointment only.
Okay.
So just an FYI to listeners. But with the vinyl, I got a little bit of it on eBay at times in my eBay store, and then my Reverb store, they have a spot for gear, but they have a separate site for LPs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm experimenting with all that. So when you go to my website, the homepage has got some big icons for the places I mainly do commerce at, because my website itself, I'd like it to be fun for people, but it's mm-hmm. just not interactive like your big business websites.
Well, smalltownmusic.com, and just to kind of give folks an idea what's on there, looking at 20 Years of Jethro Tull, Requiem by John Rutter, vintage music from the Hollies, 1960 recording of the Newport Folk Festival, a 1976 LP of Bob Marley and the Wailers. Those are just a few of them. That's really neat, man.
I've got hundreds upon hundreds I need to get on. It's just a matter of time. But that's part of some of that's probably going to have to happen from home in the evenings.
So. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that here a little bit later on about multitasking and that sort of thing. But you've got your guitar ready to go. What do you want to do for us?
Well, this morning this week I was thinking about this song, because you know how when you buy a phone or you buy any kind of electronics, a computer nowadays, it pretty much, you know, it only takes a couple of years and it's out of date.
Right, yeah.
So this song could quickly go out of date So I figured, you know, there's no time like the present. So I'll do my best to get through. And I am working up my new tunes with a couple of guys so I can try to record live. But this one's called I Am iPhone.
I Am iPhone.
Yes, I Am iPhone.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
La, da, da. La, da, da. La, da, da. La, da, da. Barricaded, throwing words into the air. Using our fingers to get them out there. It's a revolution. It's everywhere. Dysfunction hit a brand new high. As bravado and intention reach for the sky. Nothing says I care like an emoji prayer. Without human touch, taste and smell, might be dying inside, but I can't tell, 'cause your profile picture looks so swell. I am iPhone. I love iStone. Human history, our cover's been blown. I am iPhone. La, 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 la. Pontification, 280 strokes, 'cause 140 ain't enough for us blokes to speak the truth, unless we're Japanese. Transfiguration to an electric age, has never been a better time to show your rage, and contagious hate is not a rare disease. So many likes, so little civility. So easy fighting a cause that we can't actually see, unless it's in 4G. I am iPhone. I love iStone. Human history, our cover's been blown. I am iPhone. Looks from everyone we tweet. Hey, hey, we're the junkies. Hey, hey, we're the junkies. Hey, hey, we're the junkies. Yeah.
It's great. You nailed it, man. You got everything in there about an iPhone. How did you do that? Fraser Adele. That's great. Yeah. Walking down the street, you see people doing that. Now they're putting the little foam things on stop signs and stuff like that so people won't hurt themselves. You knew that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. On vacation, on the way home, we stopped in Gadsden, Alabama, and decided to stop there, you know, to, again, not have a long last day. But we went out to eat. It's a little college town, so it was really, the downtown was so cool once we found it. And we're sitting there, and I saw a family over here, an interesting-looking family, with an older father or grandfather, somebody kind of middle-aged and a couple younger ones. And I looked over there, and it's like all four of them were staring down.
So anyway, what's the name of the song?
I Am iPhone. That'll be on the next project.
Next project. All right. Well, very good. All right. Love. Hey, by the way, congratulations to Ben. He was our second winner. So, Ben, the new CD from, or the latest CD from Fraser Dale is coming your way, Talking About Love. All right. We're going to take a break. Come back and enjoy our final segment with Fraser Dale, Small Town Music in Canton. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. And, of course, the show is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue, thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Our time now is 16 minutes until 9 o'clock. All right, it's 12 minutes until 9 o'clock. Our very special guest on the Blues and Arts, Fraser Riddell, he's scampering to get coffee. How's the coffee, by the way?
The coffee is excellent.
It's some that my daughter brought me. It's got a little chicory in it. Can you tell that?
I could tell it. There was a chick involved with it, yeah.
Okay. Fraser, you know, I have found, and it's, I want your comments on this, musicians, artists, musical artists here in Mississippi, really all over, they never seem to retire. They just keep performing until they can't perform anymore. And some of the outstanding popular groups of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they're more popular now than ever. What are your comments on that? You have any thoughts?
Well, I do know a lot of players, and they are still playing. With the well-known ones that are established, it is amazing how they just keep going and keep going and keep going. But that's like a brand. It's like Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Heinz ketchup. I mean, if you're the Rolling Stones or any of many well-known bands, I mean, they can just keep going and going, even if it's not original members. And in that sense, they get to keep going. But not only that, other players get to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the players I know are not, you know, in my immediate circle, are not well-known, but they, you know, that's the beautiful thing about music. On the way home at this winery I talked about, the guy from South Africa was a bass player, you know, bought his first bass, a 63P bass. I'm sure he wishes he still had that. And just started playing in bands. And he still plays to this day. And he's, I think he was about 75. And we were talking. I said, that's the beautiful thing about music. You haven't got to have quite the same stamina as you do to play football and, you know, do things that are more physical. You still got to stay in shape to do it. But that's, to me, a neat thing about music. You can continue to do it and get better and better and better. And the better doesn't depend on your muscles, except maybe the muscles in your mind.
And even as you go on, as you age, like you're saying, you're gonna learn from other people. You're gonna glean from other people, and it's got to be a joy inside to keep you going, not just whether you're on the top of the professional circuit or what. You know, you've got to enjoy it, and I think that's the bottom line.
Oh, it is. It's that's real true. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's what I'm looking for now, because for many years doing the cover gig, it can become like a job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if it becomes too much like that, it can begin to suck the joy out of it, you know. And I'd meet people that love it and love what I do, and I'm like, I'm kind of kicking myself going, okay, I got to get back in the swing of things and figure out how to bring the joy back in. And the last few years, it's been going in the right direction.
Good.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Praise be.
You want to do another tune?
Did you say you
got your guitar ready? These are a new batch that you've written, and we'll record soon, I hope. So what do we want to hear?
Well,
wait a minute. I'll tell you what. Were we going to do that, or are we going to? Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at my notes here. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was going to do a really obscure one called Soul of the Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I tell you what, since we just, we just were talking about success and money. And I was thinking to myself, you know, money don't get everything, that's true, but it don't get back at you.
All right.
But this is a little song, sort of about money.
Frazier Adele.
Say I love you, money, money. Say I hate you, money, money. You talk about God on the other side, but in who we should trust, you got nothing to hide. Money, money. You speculate gain and it flows like wine. Money, money. Speculate loss and it wilts on the vine. Money, money. If you try to take mine, there's gonna be a fight. But if someone else loses, well, Jim, that's all right, ain't it? Because somebody's got to lose anyway. Money, money. Sometimes it ain't so easy taking up for someone on your own team. You know what I mean. But it ain't so bad until that day that someone comes and steps on your dream. Such a beautiful dream. And if they got a million lawyers, I suggest you tread light. Cause Lady Justice gets forgetful when the money gets right. Money gets right. Money gets right. I can bring you pleasure and temporary joy. Money, money. Buy you a house and some big boy toys. Money, money. I can make you forget what's so close at hand. A foundation is built upon shifting sand. And money, money. I go to church on Sunday, got a regular pew. Money, money. I can heat and cool God's goodness. Money, money. But on Monday, if you try and take a piece of my pie, my Jesus reverts to an eye for an eye. Sometimes it ain't so easy taking up for someone on your own team. You know what I mean. But it ain't so bad until that day that someone comes and steps on your dream. Such a beautiful dream. And if they got a million lawyers, I suggest you tread light. Cause Lady Justice gets forgetful when the money gets right. Money gets right. Woo. Money gets right. Yeah. Sometimes it ain't so easy taking up for someone on your own team, Jim. Do you know what I mean? Oh, but it ain't so bad until that day that someone comes and steps on your dream. Such a beautiful dream. And if they got a million lawyers, I suggest you tread light. Cause Lady Justice gets forgetful when the money gets right. Money gets right. Money gets right.
Some trumpet there at the end, like the on the Beatles.
I could tell.
Some
that's
of their fantastic trumpet players.
That's great. Frazier Adele in studio. You know, your songs, they're fun, they have a great sound, and they have a lot of meaning to them, and I appreciate that. You've done a lot. How can people find your music, Frazier?
www.smalltownmusic.com to, if you want the complicated way to find it. And half of my music or more is at iTunes nowadays, or CD Baby. So go to iTunes and search Fraser Riddell or Beer and Jesus. I think you can find me that way.
Okay.
Because Fraser, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, like the boxer Joe Fraser.
Yeah.
Riddell, like the football helmet. I mean, that's the best I can tell you.
Well, check out the website, smalltownmusic.com, and Fraser Riddell, doing a great job. And you're busy. I know you've got a lot of things on your plate. About out of time, Fraser, but you know, people can get in touch with you there if they'd want to have you come play at their event.
Yeah, I mean, you can call and leave a message at the 601-859-8596, or email's a great way, Fraser@smalltownmusic.com. Smalltown Music from the website, you can email me. Email me. Email is a great way. Yeah. I know it's old-fashioned now, so email is the new old-fashioned. Calling's gone. So, well, it's not gone, but you know what I mean.
Fraser, it's been a blast having you in. Thank you so much.
Jim, thank you, and thank you for these healthy donuts you brought me.
And the coffee, too.
Yes.
All right. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. I'm Jim Thorne. Again, appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.
Big old world is getting you down. And you can't see up because you're so far down. Staring down at a deep, dark grave. Not sure who's the master, but you know you're a slave. Looking for a way out of this bind. Looking for a way out from behind that eight ball. Folks are dying to take their shot. Others avoid it with all they got. There's a Hindu priest shooting 6 through 10.